Tommy McNeil. Rather than using his Twitter account, President Trump verbally lashed out and doubled down on his statements that four U.S. lawmakers should go back and help fix the totally broken and crime-infested places from which they came, even though three of the four were born in the United States. VOA's Patsy Vidakaswara reports.
The president was responding to a question about his Twitter attacks against four Democratic congresswomen, including Ilhan Omar, an American Muslim born in Somalia.
When I hear the way they talk about our country, when I hear the anti-Semitic language they use, when I hear the hatred they have for Israel and the love they have for enemies like Al-Qaeda, then you know what? I will tell you that I do not believe this is good for the Democrat Party.
Other than Omar, Democratic congresswomen of color targeted by Trump include Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Rashida Tlaib, and Ayanna Pressley. They condemned the president's remarks as racist. The president's remarks came as his administration announced changes making it harder for foreigners to seek asylum in the United States at the southern border. Critics say the new rule announced Monday is illegal and will be challenged in court.
VOA's Patsy Vidakaswara reporting. Top Trump administration officials vowed on Monday to fight what they termed a rising tide of anti-Semitism that at times has turned violent and caused mass murder. Calling anti-Semitism cancer, Attorney General William Barr said he was deeply concerned about the rise of hate crimes and political violence, including a marked increase in bias attacks targeting members of the American Jewish community. Hate crimes in the United States increased by 31% between 2014 and 2017, while anti-Semitic incidents jumped by more than 50% over that same period. This is VOA News. Iran threatened Monday to revert its nuclear development program to pre-2015 levels before it agreed to restraints under an international accord. The country's also signed its 2015 nuclear accord, failed to help its economy. The 2015 International Pact called for sanctions relief for Tehran as it agreed to curb its nuclear program. Since the United States withdrew from the accord last year and reimposed economic sanctions on Iran, Tehran contends that Europe has not done enough to help it overcome those measures. Iran's foreign ministry said it would stay committed to the accord at the same level as the other signatories. After the first case of Ebola virus was confirmed in the Congolese city of Goma, the World Health Organization is now warning that the outbreak there might be considered an international health emergency.
The case, discovered on Sunday, raises fears the outbreak might spread to those neighboring countries. The Congo also remains under strain from militia violence. That and local mistrust of health officials in the east has caused the number of new cases to surge. While this infection was being identified, two health workers were killed by unidentified attackers.
Both of these events encapsulate the challenges we continue to face on a daily basis in DRC. Just when we start to get control of the virus in one area, it appears in another.
Nearly 2,500 people have been infected and more than 1,600 killed.
That is Reuters' Edward Barron reporting. An avowed white supremacist has been sentenced to 419 years on state charges for deliberately driving his car into an anti-racism protester event during a white nationalist rally in Virginia. The AP's Ed Donahue.
James Alex Fields has already been sentenced to life in prison on federal hate crimes charges. One of the protesters in the crowd that day in Charlottesville 2 years ago was killed. Heather Heyer. Susan Brough is her mother.
The situation started years ago and didn't end today, but I feel like he's at least in the hands of justice.
Constance Young was injured in Charlottesville. She wishes there was more force behind the prosecution.
White supremacists like James Fields are much more of a threat to me and people like me than ISIS or any foreign terrorists. Yet Mr. Fields was not prosecuted as a terrorist, because our nation continues to minimize the brutality of white supremacy.
President Trump sparked controversy at the time when he blamed the violence at the rally on both sides. I'm Ed Donahue.
Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
VOA 1. The best music today.